everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 92nd episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. So let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Joker's Millions. Original air date, February 21st, 1998. So this has actually been quite a few months since our last episode, which was on November 17th, I believe. So they went. It looks like they went on their winter break, but we got new episodes now. We start with a title card, but not in the old, like, kick-ass style of the previous episodes. Instead, it's just like on a giant, what looks to be a giant computer screen. The computer screen gets blown up, and we see Joker in a gunfight with Batman. Joker shoots until he runs out of bullets. We see Harley Quinn robbing what appears to be computer chips. Joker asks her for another clip, but she says that bullets are expensive, and they can't afford any more. Batgirl arrives and knocks Harley down. Joker is going to squirt Batgirl with his acid. You know, he has that flower on his suit. He's going to squirt her with the acid. But it's empty. And then Batman is just like super pissed and just straight out punches Joker in the face for like a minute. Joker starts screaming that he hurt his eye. And then his eyeball rolls out. But it turns out the eyeball is actually a bomb and it starts emitting green gas. Batman grabs Batgirl and jumps to safety as the bomb explodes. And Joker and Harley run outside. Joker and Harley get in the car, and they try to escape, and Joker explains why he even tried to steal microchips.
Well, that was a complete fiasco. If we weren't so strapped for cash, I'd never have touched this job. Give me the loot.
Don't you have it?
Me? You were the last one to... I thought I told you to get gas!
We're broke, remember? What was I supposed to do? Fill the tank, shoot the guy, and drive off?
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me!
So Joker's broke, his car's out of gas, and Batman chases after them in the Batmobile. Joker pulls a handle, and it's a rocket-powered ejector seat that's been installed in his car. Joker blasts off into the sky, and Harley is looking for her lever, but Joker tells her that he could only afford one seat, so he escapes and Batman captures Harley. Joker arrives to this, like, beat-down motel, and the landlady tells him that there's some mail for Mr. Joe Kerr. She tells him that he's 2 weeks overdue on his rent. Joker gets to his rundown, beatdown apartment where there's the two hyenas are at. So he calls them Bud and Lou, obviously after Lou Costello and Bud Abbott. This is the first time we learned their names, actually. We've seen the hyenas quite a few times, but this is the first time that we learned their names. So that's... that's pretty cool, just in case you didn't know. So, Bud and Lou are the name of the two hyenas. The hyenas are hungry, so Joker has some advice for them.
Alas, the bitter jest of fate. The once mighty Joker without two nickels to rub together. Yeah, you're hungry, I'm hungry. Do me a favor and eat each other, will you?
Joker reads the mail and finds that one of his rival mob bosses, King Barlow, has died. King Barlow has left the Joker an inheritance of $250 million. Joker knows exactly what he's going to spend his money on. So we cut to Johnny Cochran. Yep, that Johnny Cochran, the O.J. Simpson guy, saying, "If a man's filled with glee, that man must go free." Because that's timely. We cut to reports of Joker having bought his way to freedom.
Just what we'll buy first.
If a man's filled with glee, that man must go free.
That was the scene outside the city courthouse today, where after weeks of litigation, the Joker's criminal record has been wiped clean by his one-time gangland rival, King Barlow. As followers of this remarkable story know, Gotham's most notorious criminal was recently willed a huge fortune in cash, jewels, and gold.
It doesn't make sense. King hated the Joker, but he left him everything. I was King's bodyguard for 10 years, and he left me zip.
Armed with his newfound wealth, the Joker put together a pricey defense team to polish his less than sterling reputation.
The Joker is not some animal to be locked away in a cage. He's a thinking, feeling human being. I subjected him to a thorough psychological examination, assessing his subconscious reflex responses to the most provocative of stimuli. And I can safely say he is a criminal, no more.
How do you respond to charges that Joker is simply bribing his way to freedom?
I won't even dignify that with a response.
And there you have it. At this hour, the Joker is not only a free man, but a wealthy one.
There's justice for you. Well, now that he's rich, maybe he'll give up crime. Right. I'll call Dick.
So after Batgirl says that, Batman breaks, like, one of those handheld tracer radars, like, in half because of his anger. Barbara Gordon and Dick Grayson go to the Penguin's Iceberg Lounge. So this is a nightclub run by the Penguin, and the Penguin is throwing the Joker a going legit party. The club is full, and Penguin comes outside to tell people to go away. Penguin looks a lot different now than the last time we saw him. He no longer looks like the deformed Danny DeVito version from Batman Returns. He looks like a normal, bald, fat gentleman in a suit. Barbara says that the club surely would not turn away the police commissioner's daughter. So Penguin sees her, and lets her in, telling her that everything for the night will be on him. She goes inside, and we see Joker partying it up with his henchmen and his hyenas. So it's like this really fancy, super nice club with an iceberg and a pool in the middle with live sea lions. And Penguin and Joker have a talk.
What's the scheme this time, Joker?
No scheme at all, old bird. I'm free, I'm rich, and I'm loving it. I'm sure old Batboy is eating his heart out.
Living well is the best revenge.
Now, I mostly put that in there because I really, really love Penguin's voice. Once again, he is voiced by Paul Williams, a singer who is like an awesome singer, songwriter. Look him up. He's great. So I just wanted to get him in there. So inside the club, the kitchen staff is tied up as King Barlow's old bodyguard bursts in with a machine gun. He tries to kill the Joker, but Batgirl and Nightwing show up. They save Joker by kicking a guy into the pool to be eaten alive by the sea lions. And then Nightwing kills another guy by dropping a chandelier on his head. Joker takes out the bodyguard by smashing a chamber pot on his head. I'm pretty sure it's the bucket, the ice bucket for the champagne, but it looks like a chamber pot. So he slaps that on his head, knocks the guy out. Joker wants to thank Batgirl and Nightwing and gives them each $100 bills. Nightwing and Batgirl say that they were only saving innocent lives and Joker's just happened to be an unpleasant bonus. They crumple the bills, dump them on the floor and leave. We cut to a montage of Joker playing golf and literally throwing his money out of his car to a crowd of people running behind them. It kind of reminds me of the 1989 Batman where Joker throws the parade and he's throwing money around. Harley is in Arkham along with Poison Ivy, where for some reason their prison uniforms aren't any longer the blue scrubs we usually see, but instead they're now wearing skin-tight blue leotards. That's comfortable, sure.
You're pathetic, you know that?
Come on, Red. So Mr. J got a little stressed over money. Now that he's loaded, Puddin' will buy my way out, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. Sure thing, Harl.
Joker seeks new hench girl?
So we cut to the new Harley Quinn auditions, and we see all sorts of people dressed like Harley. An old woman, a fat woman, and hey, Joker calls her fat, not me. A short woman, and even a big fat dude. And fun fact, the big fat dude Harley is based on Paul Dini, the writer of this episode, and creator of the Harley Quinn character. Joker then sees an attractive woman and hires her on the spot. She looks exactly like regular Harley, except that she has like big blue eyes. She talks and has the most irritating voice ever.
Whoa! Drown the kids and shoot the neighbors. We've got a winner.
Oh, thank you, Mr. G. I promise I'll be the best Harley ever.
Maybe I should have hired the fat guy.
Ernie, take fake Harley here and show her the ropes.
You got it.
This job has a 401k plan, right?
Sure.
So at that moment, some dude in a suit appears. He is from the Internal Revenue Service, otherwise known as the IRS. So yes, it's Erwin R. Scheisser. The guy tells Joker that he owes him $137 million in inheritance tax. And Joker screams and falls off his chair. We cut to the Joker and his henchmen putting money in bags to pay the IRS. And Joker says what I believe is one of the funniest lines ever on the show.
This should clear up your account.
$137 million?
Yes, and if I don't pay up, I'll go to jail for tax evasion. I'm crazy enough to take on Batman, but the IRS, no thank you.
Fake Harley notices that the money looks weird. Joker looks at the bills and notices that the money has the face of King Barlow. And then one of his henchmen finds a videotape.
Hiya, Joker. If you're playing this tape, you probably figured out you've been had. Yeah, I left you some cash, but only $10 million, which knowing you, you've already blown. All the other stuff, money, jewels, and gold, it's all fake. See, I always hated your guts, and this was the perfect payback. By now, you're probably out of real money. The IRS is after you, and you can't admit I fooled you, or you'll be the laughing stock of the underworld. That joke's on you, sucker. I got the last laugh after all.
Joker shoots the TV. Once again, we get that angle where the gun is pointing directly at us as they shoot it. His henchman, who is named Eddie, by the way, Eddie suggests trying one of his old schemes, like the Laughing Fish. Joker tells him that he can't do anything that would let Batman know that he's behind it. Joker asks Fake Harley for any ideas, and she just says, "Anything you say, Mr. G," and starts laughing. Joker gets angry, and he's about to shoot her in the back of the head, but Ernie stops him. Joker says that he misses the real Harley. We cut to Arkham, where Harley, the real one, is trying to escape via the laundry chute. She's stuck inside a washing machine. Hardy har har. We're in the Iceberg Lounge, where Bruce Wayne has attended, and he finds the Joker and has a conversation with him.
Well, well, Bruce Wayne, join me. A bottle of your best, my dear, for my guest.
You'll understand if I refuse. The last time we met, you tried to throw me off a building.
I did? Well, that was so long ago.
It was last month.
Joker looks real weird. His nose is bigger, and his eyes aren't two white dots on black eyeballs. Joker starts to sweat, and he wipes his forehead, making some white makeup smear off on his arm. Joker runs to the restroom, and Bruce Wayne just stares at him. Inside the restroom, we see that Joker is actually Eddie. Batman shows up and starts beating the crap out of him to get information on where Joker is. Penguin stands outside the door and he says that Batman can't intimidate my clients. But then he hears more punching and a toilet flushing. And Penguin kind of just like sneaks away. That's pretty funny. We fade to some Ardmore trucks leaving the Gotham Mint. They get a radio confirmation that their police escort is ready. And they head for boats for a transfer, I guess. When they get into the boat, they are ambushed by Joker and his men dressed like cops. And they take them out with sleeping gas. Joker says that there's no way they can trace that back to him. And as he says that, the boat starts to tip, and Fake Harley is having a hard time driving the boat. So the boat kind of like tips, and then the doors on the armored truck just fly open. At that moment, Batman shows up in the Batwing, and Batgirl and Nightwing show up as well. They beat up Joker's henchmen, and one of their guns goes off, and it goes into the control room where Fake Harley is driving and destroys the controls. As I mentioned, the truck doors are open, and money just starts flying out. It's falling into the boat's propellers and getting shredded. Joker tries to jump in after it, and Batgirl ties up his legs. She says, "Don't be stupid, you can't save that money." So Joker says, I don't want to save it. I want to go with it. Batman pulls Joker into the boat and tells him to call his fancy lawyers. Then Batman throws a quarter at Joker and says, it's on me. Joker is arrested and taken into a police van. The van drives away and Joker looks at the cop that's inside there guarding him.
Okay, get him out of here.
After all, it's only money. So I'll let the taxpayers foot my bill again. Besides, it'll be nice to see the old gang.
One of them's dying to see you too, Puddin'.
Harley?
The one and only.
You don't know how happy I am to see you.
Welcome to the club.
Now, baby, I can... Explain!
The guard is actually Harley Quinn dressed as a cop. She starts beating him with a nightstick, and we end on the hilariousness of domestic violence. The end. Alright, so we got some after show notes. This story is based on a comic book story of the same name from Detective Comics number 180, published in February 1952. So this is kind of based like on the movie Brewster's Millions. I believe it's a Richard Pryor movie. I haven't seen it. But I believe it is an old book, like published way beyond that, like way before that, way before this comic, like in 1902 or something. So that, it looks like this is based on that and not on the Richard Pryor movie. One of the people running in fear in the beginning gunfight with Joker is... It appears to be Lemonade Aficionado and Catwoman's old assistant, Maven. I love Maven. I'm just sad she hasn't shown up more. So, if I recall, 2 years have passed since the original episodes of Batman the Animated Series and the redesign era. And I don't mean just in real time. Like, yeah, in real time it took 2 years. But I believe in the universe as well, 2 years have passed. So, in that time, Penguin has now become a legitimate businessman and is running his nightclub called the Iceberg Lounge. Of course, he's still a criminal, helping other criminals fence their stolen goods, meaning that he buys stolen items to later sell them for profit. That's most of the notes I have, so why don't we head to the Batcave archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
The Batcave Archives is the part of the show where I rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 92. So just to let you guys know here. So the list, 92 episodes. Number 1, we have Almost Got 'Em. I mention it each and every week. And at number 91, The Terrible Trio. So those are the two ends there. If you want to see the full list, go to Facebook and join the I'm Batman the Podcast Facebook group, where you could be a member, have discussions, show pictures of any Batman-related stuff. It's pretty cool, and the people there are fun. Now, this episode, it's a fine episode. I wouldn't say it's one of the best ones, but it's a good episode. It's funny. It has a very simple plot, and it's mostly focuses on Joker. Like, there's really very little Batman in this. It's a fine enough episode. I don't think it's anywhere near the best ones. So let's try to look somewhere. I think it's below what would be in the middle. I'm trying to look for the episode where the last laugh. So that's the episode where Joker steals that barge full of garbage that's throwing out the laughing gas all over Gotham so that he can steal all the jewelry. And he has that robot named Captain Clown for some reason. This kind of reminds me of that. I think this one's a lot better. I'm not a big fan of The Last Laugh. At number 72, right above that, we have The Cat in the Claw Part 2. The conclusion to the Red Claw story with Catwoman. Once again, I thought the conclusion was very disappointing as compared to the first one, which is usually the case in most of these. Number 71, we have Catwalk, which I can't even remember which one that is. I don't even know if that's the one where she gets... No, that's Cat Scratch Fever, so it's not even the one with the rabies. Catwalk, I think, might be the one with the ventriloquist, so... Yeah, this one is obviously a lot better than that. Let's see. Right up above, number 67, we have Bane. I wasn't too big a fan of the Bane in Batman the Animated Series because I thought it was just a lot of fan service. They did not do that character any justice in that era. And our good old pal, the Clock King, at number 65. Is this better than the Clock King? Yes. Yes, it is. That simple. All right. Here's a similar story. At number 58, Riddler's Reform. That's the episode where Riddler is trying to trick everybody into thinking that he's going straight. Now, what I like about that episode is that Riddler is a real a-hole, so he's not. He's just trying to make people think that he is, because that gives him pleasure into thinking he's outsmarted everybody. We've had several episodes where people are trying to reform, and it seems to be a big theme in the later episodes. There's one where Penguin, Birds of a Feather, it's a really good one, where Penguin's reforming, and he would have done it if it wasn't for frickin' Veronica Vreeland messing with him. Now, this one, Batgirl mentions that maybe now that he has money, Joker would give up crime. And you know what? It looks like he was! He was not committing any crimes or doing anything because he had all the money in the world to spend, at least in his mind. So if... I think what she said, now that he has money, he'd give up crime? He probably would have. So that's the weird part, that it looks like he wasn't trying to trick anybody. It's just that he got scammed and he had to resort to going back to crime. I think Riddler's Reform is a better episode than this one. Because... just the fact that Riddler's like a real a-hole. God, you just hate that dude. And he's trying to trick everybody. It's a really good one. Number 59, right below that, we have Scratch My Back. That's the episode where Catwoman and Nightwing team up. And that one's actually pretty good. That was 2 weeks ago. And that I like that one. Number 60, Sins of the Father, where we learn the origin of Tim Drake Robin. That one's pretty good too. So a lot of these new redesign eras are kind of falling into the same spots. Right below that, The Lion and the Unicorn, and that's the episode with Alfred being a secret agent. That was the last episode of the regular series, and that was pretty good. But you know what? I think this one is just that much better. So at our new number 60, we are going to have Joker's Millions. All right, that's going to be it for this week. Everybody, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are stinking rich!
Everybody's got a price. Everybody's gonna pay. 'Cause the $1 million man always gets his way. Cost a little, some might cost a lot, but I'm the $1 million man, and you will be bought.